Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 30, Part 2. Further features of ecstatic love for Krishna continued. Concealment. There is a symptom of ecstatic love known as concealment, or trying to hide one's real mental condition by externally showing another attitude. In this state of mind, one tries to hide his or her mind by looking away in different directions, by unnecessarily trying for something which is impossible, or by using words which cover one's real thoughts. According to acharyas, expert in the study of psychological activities, these attempts at hiding one's real affections are another part of ecstatic feeling for Krishna. In the 10th canto, 32nd chapter, verse 15 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami states, Sabha Jaitvatam Ananga Deepanam Sahasa Lilekshana Vibrama Bhuva Sangsparshane Nanka Kritangri Hastayo Sangstutya Ishat Kupita Bhavashire. O my dear King Parikshit, the gopis were always beautiful and decorated with confidential smiles and alluring garments, and in their movements, intended to give impetus to lusty feelings, the gopis would sometimes press Krishna's hand on their laps, and sometimes they would keep Krishna's lotus feet upon their breasts. And after doing this, they would talk with Krishna as if they were very angry with him. This is another instance of this concealment in ecstatic love. Once, when Krishna, the supreme joker, planted the Parijata tree in the courtyard of Satyabhama, Rukmini, the daughter of King Vidarbha, became very angry. And due to Rukmini's natural gentle behavior, Rukmini did not express anything. And no one could understand Rukmini's real mental condition. So, this is an instance of competitive concealment. And there is another instance in the first canto, 11th chapter, verse 32 of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tam atmajaya drishtibir antaratmana duranta bhava parirevire patim niruddham apyasravad ambu netrayor vilad jatinang briguvarya vaiklavat. After entering Dwaraka, Krishna was received in different ways by different members of his family. Upon seeing their husband from a distance, the queens of Dwaraka immediately embraced Krishna within their hearts and slowly glanced over him. As Krishna came nearer, the queens pushed their sons forward to embrace Krishna, and others, out of shyness, were trying not to shed tears, but the queens still could not keep the tears from gliding down. So this is an instance of concealment caused by shyness. And on another occasion, when Srimati Radharani thought that Krishna was involved with another woman, Radha addressed her friend in this manner, "Oh, my dear friend, as soon as I think of Krishna, the cowherder boy, being attached to some other woman, I become stricken with fear, and the hairs on my body stand up. So I must be very careful that Krishna not see me at such times." This is an instance of concealment caused by shyness and diplomatic behavior. And it has also been stated, although Srimati Radharani developed a deep loving affection for Krishna, Radha hid her attitude within the core of her heart so that others could not detect her actual condition. This is an instance of concealment caused by gentleness. Once, when Krishna and his cowherder friends were enjoying a friendly conversation, Krishna began to address his associates in casual language. And at that time, Krishna's servant Putri was also enjoying the conversation. But then, remembering his position of servitude, Putri bowed down before his master Krishna. And with great respect and control, Putri stifled his smiling. This subdued smiling is an instance of concealment caused by a respectful attitude. Remembrance. There are many symptoms of ecstatic love caused by remembering Krishna. For example, one friend of Krishna informed him, "My dear Mukunda, just after observing a bluest cloud in the sky, the lotus-eyed Radharani immediately began to remember you. And simply by observing this cloud, Radha became lusty for your association." This is an instance of remembering Krishna in ecstatic love because of seeing something resembling Krishna. Krishna's bodily complexion is very similar to the bluish hue of a rain cloud. So simply by observing a bluish cloud, Srimati Radharani remembered Krishna. One devotee said that even when he was not very attentive, he would sometimes, seemingly out of madness, remember the lotus feet of Krishna within his heart. So this is an instance of remembrance resulting from constant practice. In other words, devotees who are constantly thinking of the lotus feet of Krishna, even if they are momentarily inattentive, will see the figure of Lord Krishna appearing within their hearts. Argumentativeness. Madhu Mangala was an intimate friend of Krishna, coming from the Brahmana community. Krishna's friends were mostly cowherder boys belonging to the Vaishya community, but there were others who belonged to the Brahmana community. Actually, in Vrindavan, the Vaishya community and the Brahmana community are considered prominent. So this Madhu Mangala one day addressed Krishna in this fashion: "My dear friend, I can see that you are not aware of the peacock feathers that are falling on the ground, and at the same time, you are unmindful of the flower garlands which are being offered to you. I think I can guess the reason for your absent-mindedness when I see your two eyes flying over to the eyes of Srimati Radharani, just like black drones flying to lotus flowers." This is an instance of an argumentative suggestion in ecstatic love. Once, while Krishna was out walking, one of the associates of Radharani told her, "My dear friend, do you think that this walking personality is a tamal tree? And if he is a tamal tree, then how is it possible for him to walk and be so beautiful? And then again, this personality might be a cloud. But if he is a cloud, then where is the beautiful moon within? Under the circumstances, I think it may be granted that this person is the same enchanting personality of Godhead, by whose flute vibration the three worlds are captivated. He must be the same Mukunda who is standing before Govardhan Hill." This is another instance of an argumentative presentation of ecstatic love. Anxiety. In the 10th canto, 29th chapter, verse 29 of Srimad Bhagavatam, "Kritva mukani ava shucha svasanena shushyad bimbadarani charanena bhuva likhantya asraya upata masidhi kucha kumkumani tastur mrijantya uruduka barasma tushni." When Krishna asked all the gopis to go back to their homes, they did not like it. And because of their grief at this, the gopis were sighing heavily, and their beautiful faces appeared to be drying up. In this condition, the gopis remained without making any sound. The gopis then began to draw lines upon the ground with their toes, and with their tears they washed the black ointment from their eyes onto their breasts, which were covered with red kumkum powder. This is an instance of anxiety in ecstatic love. One of the friends of Krishna once informed him, "My dear killer of the demon Mura, your kind and gentle mother is very anxious because you have not returned home, and with great difficulty Yashoda has passed the evening constantly sitting on the balcony of your home. It is certainly astonishing how you could forget your mother while you are off somewhere engaged in your playful activities." This is another instance of deep anxiety in ecstatic love. When Mother Yashoda was very anxiously waiting for Krishna to return from Mathura, Maharaj Nanda gave Yashoda this solace, "My dear wife, please do not be worried. Please dry your beautiful lotus-like face. There is no need for you to breathe so hotly. I will go immediately with Akura to the palace of Kamsa and get your son back for you." Here is an instance of anxiety and ecstatic love caused by Krishna's awkward position. Thoughtfulness. In the Vaishaka Mahatmya section of the Padma Purana, a devotee states that although in some of the 18 Puranas the process of glorifying Lord Vishnu is not mentioned and glorifying of some demigod is instead offered, such glorification must be continued for millions of years. For when one studies the Puranas very scrutinizingly, one will see that ultimately Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is an instance of ecstatic love developed out of thoughtfulness. In the 10th canto, 60th chapter, verse 39 of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is the account of Rukmini Devi's writing a letter to Krishna, requesting Krishna to kidnap her just before her marriage to Shishupal. And at that time, the specific attachment of Rukmini for Krishna was expressed by Rukmini as follows: Tvang nyasya danda muni bir gaditanubhava atmatma dascha jagatam iti me vritosi hitva bhavad bruva udirita kala vega vastashi shogja bhavanaka patin kutonye. Oh, my dear Lord Krishna, your transcendental glories are chanted by great sages who are free from material contamination. And in exchange for such glorification, you are so kind that you freely distribute yourself to such devotees. And just as one can elevate oneself simply by your grace, so also by your direction alone, one may be lost to all benedictions under the influence of eternal time. Therefore, I have selected your lordship as my husband, brushing aside personalities like Brahma and Indra, what to speak of others. Thus, Srimati Rukmini enhanced her love for Krishna simply by thinking of Krishna. This is an instance of thoughtfulness in ecstatic love. Thus ends Chapter 30, Part 2 of Nectar of Devotion, entitled Further Features of Ecstatic Love for Krishna Continued. Recorded March 25, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of ISKCON. Om Tat Sat.